Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural doors shall be opening to me as I hold fast to the word and keep making my boast in the Lord. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Happy, happy new month to us once again in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God Almighty for how far he has helped us, bringing us into this month of perfection. I pray what you are due for this season, God is delivering them into your hands in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate all that are able to remember this day to make it holy. And I pray we'll not miss our full rewards in the name of Jesus. Our prophetic focus for this month is financial fortune is my heritage. Meaning in this month, we shall be looking at the power to produce wealth. We shall be looking at the covenant of giving. We shall be looking at kingdom stewardship. Because there is covenant that backs up wealth. Divine instruction. Don't forget last month, we are children of destiny. And we have been told what to do so as to locate our glorious destiny. It says seeking and following God's guidance in our career and business, which we bring everlasting sources. And I pray this season, we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Job 22, 21 to 25. He said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. He said, thereby, good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his word in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. In verse 24, he now said, at 25, he said, yet the Almighty shall be thy defense and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Here, this is a plea from Job's friend, Eliphaz. This is one of the popular, you know, friend of Job, out of the three. You know, he came to comfort him in his suffering. And he is also the firstborn of Esau in Genesis. He was urging Job to repent unto the Lord. Challenges can come. You know what Job experienced? In just one day, everything turned upside down. But he has someone that is able to encourage him. The question you ask yourself, who are your friends? Are they those that will be mocking that, yes, it has happened to her. It has happened to him. That means you must choose your friend wisely. Someone here, with all what Job has experienced, was able to say, don't worry, you don't need to forsake God. Apostle over this commission can't stop saying, he said something happened to you and you are angry with God. Who are you? Someone that created you. A manufacturer can decide to withhold a product and nobody can query him. Praise God. The same with our God. In everything, give thanks to him. Because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. That was what the friend was able to talk to Job about. In verse 21, he talked about reconciliation and peace. He was telling him, submit to God and be at peace with God. In verse 22, he talks about the instruction and obedience. He advised you to accept instruction from God's mouth and treasure his words. It doesn't matter what you have experienced. What matters is what is God saying. And you follow suit. In verse 23, he talks about spiritual restoration. Meaning we have to go back to our God no matter what the devil is doing. Because things are not happening the way we expected, it doesn't mean we should not forsake God. Why do I need to go to church? God, whether you serve him or you don't serve him, doesn't change God. He doesn't change God in his throne. He doesn't turn heaven to something else. Praise God. That's why we must try as much as possible to strive for us to be there. And I pray God will continue to uphold us in Jesus' name. Verse 24 and 25 talks about we should detach ourselves from materialism. You know, he said, leave the things of the world. What are you crying about? You know, the business, everything that crumbled, things of the world, you always go with the world. But what are we looking for? What are we desiring to make heaven? And I pray you will not miss that heaven in the name of Jesus. You must remember the child of a baker does not beg for bread. Don't wait for financial fortune. Activate your financial fortune right in Christ Jesus. It's something we need to ask for. And this month, we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Remember, the Bible says, the violent taketh it by force. Make demand for it in prayer. That God will do it. We don't wait for it to happen. You make it happen. You confront it. And that will be you in the name of Jesus. Our teaching series for this month is captioned Gateway to Financial Fortune. gateway to financial fortune. When you talk about gateway, it's an access. You know, it's a path to financial fortune. And I pray you will not miss it this season in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. It said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to his purpose, as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You can see verse 6. It talked about principle of sowing and reaping. Meaning giving is compared to planting of seed. When you plant, you harvest. Verse 7, it talks about the art of the giver. What kind of art do you have in giving out? So he would say, God cares deeply about the attitude behind the gift. Behind the gift. Then verse 8, it talks about divine provision. Once you do what you have to do, then you will see God multiplying the little you have with you. I pray that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. We must understand that a passionate pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom is key to a world of supernatural abundance. We must what? A passionate pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom is key to the world of supernatural abundance. Job 36 verse 11. He said, if they obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. You can see, the moment you pursue God passionately, then you and the distress of his kingdom, you will see God doing it for you. What you don't deserve, you will see God bringing them to you cheaply. I love that prayer point when he said, God help us to be in the right places at the right time. Don't let us choose wrongly. It's a prayer that we should be praying daily. And I pray God Almighty will surprise us in the name of Jesus. I remember back in Africa, they are doing some retrenchment in the Health Service Commission, in that state. And my wife happened to be one of them. They wanted to create a diabetes center. And, she was moved there. Nobody wanted to go to that department because the new department, the stress was so much. I pray to God. God, there's nothing God cannot do. And she went there. They started the processes and that. One of these days, the governor's relative came around, aside from visiting the location, also want to see them at the diabetes center. My wife used to cut her hair then. And she didn't know who she was. She attended to her, everything. At the end of the day, they had to set up the state clinic in the governor's office. And that woman now said, I met a lady. She used to cut her hair. She doesn't know her name. She used to cut her hair. That lady, the way she attended to me, did that. But the fact that she didn't know me. And that night, my wife did, I think she did night, our phone was switched off. The medical director of that particular general hospital was calling. The APS was calling. This and calling. The APS, thank God, she has my number. She now called her. We have been calling madam all over the night. They said she must come to the state house the next day. What happened? We thought that there was a problem. We didn't know what happened. But lo and behold, at the end of the day, that was how she got to that state house till we left there to the UK. Praise God. That is to say, if God is the one helping passionate pursuit of God, you will be in the right place at the right time. The choice is, it may not be your choice. As for her, she doesn't want to go there. But when God, it may be as if the work we are doing or what we are doing now is tense, is chaotic. But the reality is that God has a simple solution for every difficult situation. And I pray God will say to you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 102, 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yeah, the set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stone and favor the dust thereof. You can see, meaning God promises to bless the Israelite. That is to say God has promised to bless us as his children. But all we need to do, we have to be passionate in serving him. John 15 verse 5. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Don't let us deceive ourselves. We can do nothing aside from God. That God factor is always key. That God factor. When God factor is upon your life, it doesn't matter where you are. There is a footballer. He plays for Argentina. The factor, as old as he is, if he doesn't play match, nothing may happen. If he's on the that, I don't know what normally happens. That ball will just come and he will score. There, some people may struggle, they may do all sorts to make it. No, when God just deposited something in you, he was just born to be great. Praise God. It's a God factor. You now begin to look at, how is he doing it? How are they doing it? When God factor is upon your life, this was the person that they rejected when he was small. Earthwise, he's not supposed to even live. But look at what God has done for you. The same, look at Apostle Vardy's commission. God factor. Many can be better than us, but when God factor is upon our lives, you will see us doing great things, and that will be you in the name of Jesus. Number two, you must know that serving God and the interests of his kingdom with one's resources is gateway to a world of financial fortune. Serving God and the interests of his kingdom is with one's resources is gateway to a world of financial fortune. Psalm 34, verse 10. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. Psalm 35, verse 24. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. When you serve God's kingdom with your resources, you will see God advancing you without even knowing. What you don't qualify for, the favor that you don't qualify for, you will see yourself getting it. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. But we must know that God will only entrust true riches into the hand of those he can trust to use such wealth for the promotion of the kingdom in earth. So on earth. So that is to say, God can only do what? He can only entrust. If God tests you with small thing, and if you cannot manage it well, God cannot give you a bigger one. God only entrust thing in the little. I can't stop saying it. I wouldn't have been existing today if not for God. Because when you are at that tender age, small, as a youth, and you have more than enough, you want to spend, you can spend, you want to do anything. If I had continued that way, I may have lost it. And God just decided to know, something just happened. 4.5 years, no job, nothing. God changed all the friends, this and that. That was when I know the true friends. Praise God. There are sometimes God will want to pause your situation, pause your life, pause your journey, just for you to do what? To be redirected to what God has ordained for your life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He said, for I know the thought that afterwards you, thought of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If God knows your future, if you give you that your future now, that tomorrow you'll be a king, you just go and sleep. You won't have anything to do. Praise God. And by so doing, the devil can act and stop ones from getting to that destination. That is why, some of us may say, why do I need to go to church when I know where I'm going already? But because we don't know, that's why we are serving him. If you know where you end, probably a manager in your company, you just go and relax. But do you know you walk your way to be the manager? And I pray you will not miss him in the name of Jesus. Luke 16, verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? In little thing, if you are not faithful, the little God has placed in your hand, we pray to God, God, bring me to the UK. I will serve you forever. What I've been doing, I will do more. And I get to the UK. Am I fulfilling my part of the covenant? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Sometimes that is why we are where we are. Are we fulfilling it? Are we not giving excuses? I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Matthew 24, verse 14. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached all in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. We must know that this world is not the end. Eternity should be our reward. That is where we are looking towards. It's not whatever things we make in this world, we go with the world. Where are we heading to? Where are we heading to? That should be our priority. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. The question is, what is covenant? What is covenant? God's prosperity plan is not a promise. We must know that. God's prosperity plan is not a promise, but a covenant. And until our part is played, God's integrity cannot be committed to perform. God's prosperity plan is not a promise, but a covenant. And until our part is played, God's integrity cannot be committed to perform. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers, as in this day. What about Genesis 8, 20 to 22? We saw the account of Noah. Genesis 8, 20 to 22. God gave him instruction. Take every two of the, you know, clean beasts. And he gave him the measurement of how the sheep will look like. You know, he gave him all the instruction and he obeyed. He obeyed. What about Philippians 4, 15 to 19? Paul said, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. He was telling them, he said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire the fruit that may abound to your account. You can see. Verse 19, he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory, you know, in Christ Jesus. That is, the work we are doing is not the one blessing us. I sat down severally, you know, and sometimes I sit down to analyze what I'm making. Is it what we are spending? No. By the time you calculate what we are doing, no, you realize that it's the blessing of God that make it rich, not you. A lot of things you think about, how did I get this car? How did I get this mortgage? How did I do this one? You now begin to think, how am I able to touch this life? You now realize, calculate it. You now realize that it's not what you are making that you are using. It's God's blessing that is sustaining you. That is the more reason you must go back to the manufacturer for him to bless us the more. And I pray that will be us in the name of Jesus. You must know that the covenant is superior to all prevailing economic situations and circumstances. The covenant is superior to all prevailing economic situations and circumstances. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything God created. Over everything. He said, let us have dominion. God created us in his own image. So he would not allow us to suffer. He will not allow evil to befall us. So that is the more reason why we have to do what? We have to be a manager of our lives, because we are absolutely responsible for the outcome of our lives. We have to manage our lives. If you look at that Genesis 2, 1 to 8. Genesis 2, 1 to 8. That is why management is key. Genesis, it's not that God is not blessing us. It's because we are not managing our resources enough. We have to be manager. Genesis 2, verse 1 to 8. Genesis 2, 1 to 8. He said, thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now look, he said, these are the generation of the heaven and the earth when they were created. In verse 6, he said, but there went a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. In verse 7, he said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril and breath of life, and make a man became a living soul. Look at verse 8. After God created everything, he now said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Meaning God created everything, but there was no manager. God was thinking, how do I manage all this? I need someone. And he has to create a man to be a manager. Are you a manager of your home? When you are talking about manager, it's not the husband or the wife only. Every one of us, we are managers of the home. The way you manage your home determines how your future will look like. I pray God is granting us grace in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 28, verse 4. He said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of the cattle, increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Meaning God is ready to do it, but are you ready to tap into it? That's why I love this song so much. He said, I'll put you in front of my destiny. That's how I used to sing it. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all. If God matters to you, no devil can stop you from getting to your destination. You just see things happening on their own accord, even in our time. I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 33, 18 to 19. Psalm 33, 18 to 19. He said, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver thy soul from death and to keep them alive in what? In famine. So, meaning you don't have to be calculating. Your technical know-how may not be enough to sustain you. All you just need to do, God, guide my steps. Lord, help me. When God is the one helping you, devourer will not come close. That money you think is not enough, you won't spend it lavishly. You won't spend it anyhow because God is the one taking care of your resources. You won't be sick. You won't. They won't call you from home that, someone is sick, this and that. Do you know devourer can come in different forms? When you are set to do something great, something will just come up, they will just call, this, and what will you do? Praise God. So that is the more reason you have to put God in front of your destiny. And I pray you will not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. The question now is, we must know that our covenant father in scripture went through economic challenges triumphantly. You may be thinking, why are we experiencing this? The question is, others have also gone through it and they are able to survive. They have gone through it. The question is, how are we the only one experiencing it? No. It has happened. This book, it is defined as the oldest book with latest information. The information there is always latest. If you read a verse today, go back there tomorrow, it will give you another interpretation. There is nothing that has happened in this world today that you cannot trace to the Bible. No situation. So meaning there are giants in the scripture that have gone through this. All you just need to do is to tap into that. Ecclesiastes 1, 9 to 10. He said, the thing that I've seen, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It has been already of old, which was before one. It has happened before. So it's not new. Let's look at the case of Abraham. Abraham experienced it in Genesis 12, verse 10. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. We can see. But in Genesis 13, verse 2, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Why? Because he followed the leading of God. He said there was a famine in the land. You may be experiencing challenges now. But in verse 13, he said he was rich in all things. Meaning you can be rich as well. You will be rich in the name of Jesus. What about Isaac? Isaac in Genesis 26 verse 1. He said there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the day of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. This one was even more severe, more, you know, more tough, than tougher than the one his father experienced. And what happened? In Genesis 26, 12 to 14, he said, then Isaac sowed in that land. Where there is problem? He sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of earth and great store of servants. And the Philistine envied him. You will be envied in the name of Jesus. So it doesn't matter. All you just need, follow his leading and you see God doing it for you. What about Jacob? You can see that account in the book of Genesis 42, 1 and 2, then 7 and 10. He said, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his son, why do ye look on upon another? It has happened in the life of Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Because it has happened before, all you just need to do is to follow that template. You know when you have a template to work with, it makes life very easy for you. Because there is a template. It has happened before. My own should not be an exemption. That is what we should hold on to. That no matter what the devil is doing, God has done it before. He can still do it again. And I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. Genesis 43, verse 1. And the famine was sore in the land. There was a great famine. Then in verse 11 and 12, he said, and their fathers Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this, take of the best fruit in the land in your vessel. We can see the father Israel. You know, the instruction from the father was that if it happens this way, this is what we need to do. And that is what the Apostle Paul's commission is telling us right now. Financial fortune is our heritage in Christ. All we need to do is to key into kingdom advancement And you will see God doing it for us in the name of Jesus. Number two, covenant practice empowers believers to prevail in hard times. It empowers believers to prevail in hard times. So that is why it is key. We must to prevail in the hard times. Even when challenges are everywhere, what we need to do, we need to do. Key into it, and you will see us prevailing in the name of Jesus. Malachi 4, 1 to 4. Malachi 4, 1 to 4. It says, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubbled. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, said the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branches." That will not be you in the name of Jesus. So, meaning everything one ever gathered, you will see that if God factor is not in there, everything will just disappear. What you have gathered, your labor will not be in futility in the name of Jesus. So, change is not accidental. It does not come on its own. Change comes as a result of the choice that we make. So, use the power of choice to effect changes in your life. What do you need to do? Sacrifice. No, we always create room for those that are serving the Lord. And that will be you in the name of Jesus. From my spirit to my soul, until my voice re-echoes, you are worthy of my worship, worthy of my praise. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Alle, alle, hallelujah. You are worthy of my worship, worthy of my... Jeremiah 33, 20 to 21. Jeremiah 33, 20 to 21. He said, "Thus said the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, thy servant, my servant, that he should not have a son or reign upon his throne, and with the Levite, the priest, my minister." Nobody can break God's covenant. The plan of God for your life will come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. No matter the agenda of the devil, he said, "Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of Christ." You are untouchable for the devil in the name of Jesus. Your finances will continue to grow in the name of Jesus. You will never experience a down moment in the name of Jesus. Poverty will not be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. What are the covenant requirements for working in financial fortune? There are covenant requirements. What are those covenant requirements of working in financial fortune? Malachi 3, 6 to 11. Malachi 3, 6 to 11. He said, "For I am the Lord, I change it not. Therefore, ye son of Jacob are not consumed." In verse 11, he said, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field." Is your God. Don't allow anybody to do what? To scare you. Don't allow any situation to harass you. One cannot be oppressed until that person is first depressed. Until you are depressed, then you can be oppressed. Don't allow depression. All you just need to do is settle down. God, what do I need to do in this situation? And I pray God is granting you that solution in the name of Jesus. So you can't leave money for your children, but you have not secured their food. You can leave money for them. Even if you have left money for them, that doesn't mean you have secured their future. Am I right or wrong? Most of us that we are here, I remember, anytime I think about my father's house, I was like, hope this father has not just wasted the property. Praise God. That house now, we are begging people to go and stay there. Most of those, we can't even enter because the way it was constructed, the sitting room is enough to accommodate 50, 60 people in meeting. Unless we break it down and decide to do it room by room, praise God. There are many of them in those days. So meaning money is not enough for the future of our generation. All we need to give them is legacy. Legacy. There was a time that the kids, the twins, they did something. And I begin to make calls. They are there. I was calling my friends in the university. So those of them, they know, they have connections. I said, "Please, the kids, they are coming back. This and that, please, jump, this and that." They were looking at me. I was making that call. I said, "Please, they are going to stay here. They are going to stay here, this and that." The kids came back to me. "Daddy, please, we are not going. Praise God." I said, "If you don't want to go, whatever I tell you, you do what? Before, praise God. Covenant University is there. It's even cheaper for me. Praise God. Being in the UK is cheaper. It's cheaper for me. Praise God. I was telling you, sir, that we will cooperate. Praise God. So, what are we saying? This is the legacy. Because I know the house we left back home, I know they will not go back there. Praise God. Whatever we have now, in their own time, most of those cars, it will not be useful for them. But what we can leave for them is the legacy that when they are on their own, they can do what? They can do exploit. And I pray God is granting us that grace in the name of Jesus. Bishop Oyedepo, the apostle of this commission, he said the grandmother taught him how to taught him how to pay tithe, as small as he was then. Look at what God has done for him today. What are we teaching our children? What are we telling them? Go and meet your daddy. Tell him you need this one. Is it true? Go and tell your mommy. Praise God. We must do what is right. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Acts 4 verse 20. He said, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen or heard. We cannot but speak things which we have seen or heard. So never take God for granted. Never take God for granted. Stop singing Abraham's blessings are mine. Start doing what Abraham did. For us to be blessed like Abraham, we have to connect to the train of blessing. You don't look at success, look at process. What did they do to get there? It's not because they are no, you see them achieving it. If they tell you what they have experienced, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. When you don't mind the God's things, then things become, you begin to be blocked for such. If you don't mind his business, then you will see things blocking. Things will not be blocked for you in the name of Jesus. For instance, we have church project that is ongoing. We have on our platform. There are projects there. You can pray your project seed. By the very grace of God, we pray for God's advancement. All these keyboards, we want to advance to another level. If God lay it in your heart, why not? Why not? Then God, we have snacks that we buy for kids all the time. You can meet with us. I want to sow into this. Those are the ways to be blessed. And when you are doing those, you see God advancing you. Praise God. You have to do something extra. We print flyers almost every time for evangelism. You may not be available for evangelism, but your seed can do what? Can do evangelism on your behalf. You can meet with us. What do we need to do? Those are the things. Abraham's blessings are mine. It's not just a song. It's in the doing. What Abraham did, can we do it? He said, leave your people, leave your kingdom, leave your country. Go to a place I'm going to show you. Can you be told to leave here now and go to, I don't want to mention Africa. Go to somewhere. You will say that. No, that's not the voice of God. Praise God. So can you now do what Abraham did? I pray it is well with us in the name of Jesus. You must understand that giving to parents is very, very important. In as much as we are giving to advance his kingdom, giving to parents, aside from our tithing, aside from our kingdom, advancement, sacrifices. You must also give to parents. Giving to parents is very, very key. As we are giving your tithe, someone asked a question during WSF yesterday. He said that there are a lot of news about tithing, this and that. And praise God. There will always be news. Praise God. But the reality is that spiritual controls the physical. Praise God. People can say a lot of things. But you that you know where you are heading to, you will know what to do. Praise God. People can say a lot of things. They can say, instead of me giving my tithe, I would rather give out to people in need. I would rather give to orphanages. Praise God. Go and search. Go and check. How many of them, after that wealth, you may not hear of even the generation to come. I know of someone in Africa, Concord Airline, Concord Newspaper, Concord this, Concord that. But how many of them are you hearing now? Things of the world will go with the world. But the legacy you lay in his kingdom abided forever. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. So you must do what? Giving to parents. Genesis 27, 1 to 15. Paraphrase. And it came to pass when Isaac was old, in his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. He called Esau and his eldest son. And he said unto him, my son. He said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the days of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field to take some venison, and make me servant meat. Praise God. You know this account. Even for the fact that a deceiver decided to do otherwise. But the reality is that you must be ready to give unto your parents. No matter what they must have done to you. Praise God. No matter, I know most of us, when you think about what the parent did, you may say, ah. Praise God. But the reality is that if not them, through God, you can't be in the world today. They may not hear of your name today. That's the more reason. You must do what? Give back to them. Give back to them. So because it takes two to tango. In as much as you are doing it, then you will see God advancing your course in life. Ephesians 6, 1 to 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Praise God. Honor your father and your mother. Some of us may not have fathers, may not have mothers, but the reality is that we still have some people in our families that we do what? That we can touch their lives. I don't have a father, but I still touch. That's what we do. It's not because I'm on the pulpit. That's how we have, right from day one, we have a joint account. Even aside from that, at the end of every month, we will ask ourselves, who are we touching their lives back home? Who, on a monthly basis, maybe it can be 5, it can be 7, it can be 10. At least little year. Praise God. It goes a long way. Because you don't know what can happen tomorrow. They may be the one that will help your children. That we think we are taking care of them now. Praise God. At one point or the other, they may need our help. And we too, they may be the one to help us when that time comes. That is why you must at least touch lives. And I pray it is well with us in Jesus' name. So we are looking at covenant keys to a world of noiseless breakthrough. As today is our noiseless breakthrough banquet service. What are the covenant keys to a world of noiseless breakthrough? One, you must be born again and you will become a child of light. Be born again and you will become a child of light. John 3:3-5. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus now asked him, how can a man be born again when it's already old? He said, can he enter into the womb of the mother a second time? He said, no. Jesus now answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So what is the scripture telling us here? Being born again, some of us, we have passed that realm. But the reality is that there are some things we are still doing that God wants us to change. There are some things. I mentioned it last week. No, don't appropriate salvation. Don't assume salvation. You need to experience it. There are some things we still do that God is calling our attention to it. To do what? To change from those things. Sometimes it may be our approach to doing things. Talking, reaction, our mode of operation. You know, we can send people away from the church or from our environment unknowingly. I remember back home, there was a meeting or so, you know, I just said whatever I need to say, and a particular family man, you know, was one of the teachers of the teen student. We didn't see him first week, second week. And when I heard that, they said that we need to be, everybody needs to be corrected. You can't do a wrong thing. But the fact that I said the family, about 5, they are not coming. I said, no problem. I went to their house. I met with the man. Is it because of it? No, the word came out. It's for everybody. If we say it, we'll die one day. If we don't say it, we'll still die one day. Praise God. And I said, and the man came back to church. Why do you have to do that? Nobody will leave the church of God because of me. Praise God. Because we will all give account. Let them, if you want to leave, let location change you or whatsoever. No problem. But it's not. It won't be my name that they will hold on to. Praise God. It has happened also of recent. I told my family, they don't know where I was going. The moment I had, except if I don't have, I'm not hearing. I went there straight. They didn't know what I came for. I just parked. The family are inside the vehicle. I just enter. I met with, sir, I heard this, I heard that. I prostrated. It doesn't take anything from me. What I'm more particular about is heaven. I said, sir, please. I'm not even talking about you. It's the word of God. And everything was settled. Praise God. So whatever we do, that's the born again. The scripture is telling some of us that have gone to another level. And I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. So you must mind yourself. Refuse to be lost in the crowd. Allow God's approver, not man's appraiser. Allow God's approver, not man's appraiser.
Sometimes, most time, I wake up in the morning, I'll just, you know, the first thing, Joseph, Josephine, today is service. You are still on the bed. That, of reason, God now told me, he said, are you okay? Praise God. That's how he asked me. He said, someone that is sleeping, you have to wake them up. Is that, you at least, with good morning, how are you doing? How was your night? This and that. Please, you people should get up. Today is service. I don't know if that is saying something. Do you know our approach sometimes? I was doing that because I'm the parent or because I'm the father. Do you know that can affect mental health as well? Imagine someone, you know, waking me up in that mood early in the morning. So there are some things God is telling us to change. The way we have, you know, talk to our wives, the way we talk to our husband, the way we do things, you know. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. So please, let's try to change. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Isaiah 61:3. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be shown upon your life. Ephesians 5:8. He said, we were once in darkness. He said, you are children of light now. Don't live in the past. Adults cannot be changed. But the reality is that these days, you begin to do what? You begin to purge out some things. The reality is that conservatism doesn't move one to where you belong. Praise God. There are some times you have to be very flexible. Most especially when we are growing old, there are some things you that, don't take nonsense. But it gets to a level that you have to start taking nonsense. Praise God. As children of God, you have to start taking nonsense. If not, it can damage the future. These children of these days, in our own days, our parents cannot tell us, go and do this, and you ask them why. But do you know children of these days? You say, please don't do this. You say, daddy, why? Praise God. You now say, because in those days, you know, both of us know now, anything that is available to our parents that time, you cannot escape. But you can't do that now. Things are changing. No evolutions. No, you have to try and adapt to what is happening at the moment. Don't think in the past. Think in the present. And I pray God will take us to our future in the name of Jesus. As we all know, the dominion of light over darkness is instant and irresistible. It's instant and irresistible. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything made that was made. Praise God. So we have to try as much as possible to allow the light of God to show forth in our lives. The way we talk, the way we do things, the way we know our approach to things. And I pray God will help us. You want to allow financial fortune to be your portion. Then the way you spend as well is very, very key. Praise God. We went to Israel. I realized that we went to celebrate one of our colleagues that had just been promoted to another department. Now she was the one that gathered us. That's also a place. We now got there. They said we had to pay. Another, which kind of invitation is this one? Praise God. What kind of invitation is this? Praise God. She invited us. I drove from Wolverhampton to Telford. Used my friend. And I got there. Praise God. With the, you know, the restaurants was so nice, this and that. And also they now brought you have to scan, you have to, I now asked the person beside you, that, like myself, that what's going on there? He said, anyone, if you want to spend more, you can. I say, upon this invitation, they say yes. Praise God. So that's why you have to be very careful. In this country, it's not even invitation. Praise God. We let out tell them there that I'm not buying anything. Me, I'm already filled up before coming. I have everything I want to eat. Did you know that day took about £40 from me? And I know I would have just told them that I drove from Wolverhampton to Telford. Praise God. I pray you will not take invitation that you don't want to accept in Jesus' name. Praise God. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Next, but walking in the light is gateway to a world of noiseless breakthrough. Aside from knowing the light, you must walk in the light. Deuteronomy 11:28. Deuteronomy 28:11-13. It said, And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good, in fruit of thy body, and in fruit of thy cattle. In everything, verse 13, it said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. So as we wrap up, Ephesians 5 verse 8, it said, and for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye the light in the world. Walk as children of light. There was a story that was told. Light is very, very crucial. A story was told of a professor. He was traveling with his family back in Africa. You know, the express is like motorway here. No, one of the tires removed. And they now sat down beside the express. They had nothing to do. Even if they had to call, it's the distance, like going from Ibadan to, you know, on a Lagos Ibadan expressway, traveling. Except if one just sent someone to you. It's not easy, that part of the world. No, they sat there for hours. A small boy coming from the farm now said, ah, sir, what is happening? Now said, this is the situation of things. The boy now said, is that why you are now sitting here for how long? They mentioned. They said, why not remove this stud from one of the other tires, three tires, and put it on this one, then you can continue your journey. The professor now looked, wow. So the three stud, or four stud on the other ones, and the one they are putting on this one can take them far. That is what light can do. Sometimes you may not be able to do some certain things, but when you have the light of the world will do what? We guide you, guide your steps, and I pray you will not miss him in the name of Jesus. So you must be obedient to every instruction of God, because obedience may be costly, but the end result is priceless. Obedience may be costly, but the end result is what? It's priceless. The Bible speaking to us in the book of Matthew 6:33, it said, but seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, then every other thing shall be added unto you. You must also know that you don't have to make noise to make news. Just stay in love with God, and you will continue to command noiseless breakthrough. You will continue to command noiseless breakthrough. You have to don't have to make noise to do what? To experience breakthrough. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. He said, but as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. Finally, remain ever grateful to God for every step forward. Remain ever grateful to God for every step forward. You must know that God is the custodian of all things created, and you are one of the products. So be grateful for whatever God is doing for you. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter. He's still God, no matter what you are experiencing. He's a reliable God. And I pray that God will continue to move you forward in the name of Jesus. As we wrap up this morning, I want us to look at a specific example of worthy business leaders that always pay their tithe, and God moved them. The first one is David Green, the billionaire founder and CEO of Hobby Lobby. He attributes his retail empire success to God. He famously operates his massive business on biblical principles, donating large portion of his profit as ministry offering and placing faith at the center of his corporate decision. David Green is a billionaire. His stores don't open on Sundays so that employees may go to church and spend time with his family. You can see. What about John D. Rockefeller? He's known as the first American billionaire in history. The oil tycoon started tithing as a young boy when earning just $1.50 per week. He attributed his massive fortune to his lifelong habit of faithful returning a tenth of every dollar he earned. Rockefeller tithed his way to become the first American billionaire in history. Tithing is a mystery. And finally, Williams Colgate. In the early 19th century, Williams Colgate, a young man from England, emigrated to the United States with dreams of becoming a successful businessman. However, he had little money and faced significant challenges establishing himself. He eventually secured a job as an apprentice in a soap manufacturing company. Despite his struggles, William was deeply religious and believed in the power of tithing. Giving a portion of his income to charity, he made a vow to give 10% of all his earnings to God, regardless of how much he made. This was a significant commitment, especially considering the modest income at that time. the founder of international consumer goods giant that became the Colgate Palm Oil Empire. He credited his extraordinary business success to Titan, and his business grew. He continually increased his charitable offering from 10% to 50% of his profit. That is an eye-opener for us. If you do for God, then you will hand him more. Have you been blessed this morning? Let's rise to our feet and let's begin to appreciate God. Lord, we magnify you for what you have done in our midst today. Take all glory, take all adoration in the name of Jesus. Appreciate him. Thank him like never before. Give him all the glory. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.